Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Gunna Picks. Also with Tricky Ricky, tonight is the night that I'll be doing the show. This is the DMV show. This is the caller number for the DMV show. I see we have a lot of Chi-Town callers in the house right now, and that's a good thing. There'll be a few points I'd like to make. And I also want to let everybody know to go ahead and check out www.grudgeinc.us. That's grudgeinc.us. Grudge Inc. has a parts store that's phenomenal. It's an online parts store just as big as Summit, Jags, or any other major auto parts supplier that's out here. With that being said, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and get into the show. I want to let everybody know that I'm up in the shot. I'm up in Chicago, and courtesy Leroy. Brother Larry, I know you should be on the line somewhere, but Leroy invited me out and made me real comfortable. I came out to Chi-Town and had a chance to meet a lot of racers, a lot of new faces. There's a lot of cars out here, and they do what the Northeast does. They do what the DMV area does. They like to run the 1320. They love to run the 1320, and they will get down. Also, they stated that they will travel. So what I'd like to do is shed a little bit of light on the people that run the 1320 tonight. And we're going to go ahead and go from there. And in addition to that, there's a topic that I had put up on Grudge Inc. about making Big Drag president of Grudge Inc. And I had stated that I'll put my reasons here right now on the Grudge Inc. show. So if anybody has anything to ask, we'll go ahead and put the hit your one button before we start the topics, and I'll go ahead and I'll grab you up. All right. 773-396-9. What's happening?
What's up, Gunny Picks? Ain't nothing. I just listened in on the show. It's Perm, I just got
Hey, Perm, what's going on? Now, you know, hey, listen, ladies and gentlemen, for everybody who doesn't know, this is Perm from out of Chicago. He's a cool dude, laid back. He will talk some trash to you. But, Perm, while we got you on the line, introduce yourself to the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area for those who listen. Tell them how you run, what you like to do, and will you travel for the year 2013?
Stock and fiction G body. And yes, we will. We're running that 1320 straight out of Chicago.
All right. Let me ask you a question. What size tie do you run again?
28.
You run 28. Is it 28? Okay. Well, let me get straight into it. Perm, if you come from Chi-Town or the DMV comes to you and you meet one of these brothers at the track, right? And if they got a 29 on a car, are you automatically going to say, I can't run you because you got a 29 on the car?
Oh, no, man. Here in Chicago, we don't too much worry about. We eat deep. We care about eat deep.
So you grudge by ET. You ain't racing what's on the car. You're racing the Tom.
You got to race about ET. You know, we don't be too much worried about, you know, all them tie sides and all that.
Well,
we like to run out that back door.
Well, you know what, Perm? I mean, you're in on the DMV show. They get down. They do run the 1320. That's what they do. That's what they, you know. And the 1320 is what's original in the grudge racing. Things have evolved. A lot of people are running the 8, and that's a great thing. I'll tell you what, Perm, being that you said that, I just want to put out there, Chicago, the Central North, Michigan and Chicago. I'm going to put you on mute real quick. You got a little background noise.
Okay.
In Chicago, and well, the Central North, just by watching videos on YouTube and things of that nature, this is one of the only spots that I see or that I've been to so far where they still grudge like the old school style. They see you. They think they can beat you, get you behind to the line, get down. So that's why I'm focusing on the Central North right now. because they have a huge arsenal of grudge racers. They like to play. They're not off of that crazy stuff. They'll talk trash to you, but at the end of the day, these brothers want to race up here. They want to get down. And it's a whole bunch of them that travel too. I'll tell you what, let me get into the show right here. Perm, I'm going to leave your mic is still open, Perm. Let me ask you this question right here. This is the topic of the show tonight. Big Drag. Should Big Drag be president of Grudge Inc.? I'll put a poll up on grudgeinc.us. But Perm, let me ask you, do you feel as if Big Drag should be the president of Grudge Inc.?
Well, brother, I'm going to straight tell you like this. You know I'm biased. I'm straight out of Chicago, so we represent. I'm behind him.
Okay, but even though you're straight out of Chicago, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to lend your support to Big Drag. What makes Big Drag worthy to you to be the president of Grudge Inc.? Does he have any business savvy? How does Big Drag conduct himself as a man?
He is straight up kind of guy, man. I ain't never known Drag to do too much. I ain't gonna never known Drag to do no double talking, you know. So,
okay.
I don't know about his business because I just know him mostly from drag racing. So.
All right, well, that's all we're talking about. I've had a chance to hang out with Big Drag, spent the night at his house. We stayed up till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning chopping it up. For those who don't know, the reason why I think that Big Drag should be president of Grudge Inc. is because Big Drag has a history. Big Drag's history goes way back. I mean, Big Drag has his finger on the pulse. Big Drag is a go-to man. So if you think you're a go-to man, Big Drag is your go-to man. And he's the truth about it. Not only does he have his finger on so many things, Big Drag is non-controversial. Big Drag, you know, I see Big Drag doesn't play. He may rule with an iron hand, you know what I mean? But sometimes when you're in a leadership position, that is your job, to rule with an iron hand, you know, to get things done, to keep things down. Everybody knows there's a lot of controversy, or there was a lot of controversy going on in the Grudge game. And, you know, hopefully we've got by that. And in 2013, we should see a whole lot more grudge racing, less controversy, and I think Drag is the man to do it. In addition to that, I do know that Drag is a professional. He talks good, and you can't – if you go to Drag trying to talk about somebody, he's going to shut you down off the bat. He doesn't even want to hear it, period, especially if it's not about racing. He doesn't want to hear it. Now, I will say this. Even though Drag has all these qualities, Big Drag, a.k.a. Big God from out of Chicago, is a grudge racer. That's what he is first and foremost, and he loves it. He's passionate about it. Now, some people may disagree with me, but for the ones that disagree with me, you may disagree with me because Big Drag is a grudge racer, and grudge racing is about winning. And you can best believe that when Big Drag goes a grudge race, he plays to win. Do not think for a second that Big Drag's not coming to the track to win. And Big Drag will win by any means necessary. Now, we do grudge racing. It's about he'll trick your ass out your race. You know what I mean? Dumb it down, play it up. He's playing to win. So with that being said, let me open up a line. I've seen a 313. I've seen a 313 called in the line. Your mic went, you know, the line popped back off. But if anybody cares to comment on that, go ahead and press your one button now. Talk to me about Big Drag being the president of Grudge Inc. to some of the controversy. You know what I mean? If we agree to fall in behind Big Drag, do we agree to play by his rules? We agree to do certain things. There is a thread on the grudgeinc.us blog talk board, and you can go ahead and cash the vote there. 224-6386. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
What's up, boss?
What's up, man?
What's
this is smooth, man. Smooth.
All right. What's that, smooth?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, listen, Drag, he is, you know, his name is known in the shot. You know what I'm saying? I come out the suburbs. I'm born in the city, but I come out the suburbs. But, you know, we know Drag. We talk to him and stuff like that. He's a good dude. I only got one small thing. I mean, he just took over, you know what I'm saying, this Black Sunday thing that we had going on in the city. You know, they go out to Byron, and they got brothers that go out to to the Grove up here in Wisconsin. The only beef I would have with my brother is that I would wish that they would not put Black Sunday on the same damn day. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of girls races out here, a lot of drag races, you know what I'm saying? So nobody want to really race on the same day, man. You know what I'm saying? So if they could, you know what I'm saying, come to an agreement and, you know, put one show on one day, you know what I'm saying, and have it the next time on the other day, you know what I'm saying? That way you can have two Black Sundays, you know what I'm saying, in the month of August and what have you. So that's the only thing I got to say. I mean, drag is a good dude, you know what I'm saying? Good dude. That's my good. I'm going to go back on mute.
Hey, you know what, Smooth? I'm Smooth, first of all, I'm going to let everybody know, man, Smooth, we chop it up. We haven't even met each other in person yet, but he'll call me, I'll call him, we'll chop it up. Smooth, that's what these shows are for, the dialogue, and talk about things. Talk about the issues so we can unify as grudge racers and make this thing happen. You know what I mean? So that when we all go to the track as either racers or spectators, we're guaranteed to get our money's worth. I mean, where else can you go and pay $15, $20? And spend your whole day there having a good time. If you go to the movies, it's $20. You're going to spend way more than $20 at the movies. And you're only in there for 2 hours. And you got to go home. You know, you got to get the hell out of, you know, you got to go home, but you're getting the hell about that movie theater. If you go dancing and skating, that's only a couple of hours. You go dancing, you go to the bar, you popping bottles, you know, you got a lady friend with you, man, you $500-$600 or more, quick. So, you know, that's what these shows are for, dialogue. Smooth, I'm pretty sure the message you get to Drag, and I'm pretty sure Drag will reach out to your brother, and I'm interested in hearing how it all works out. So let's move on to the next caller. We have 313-5415. Your mic is open.
What's up, Gunny Fix?
What's going on, sir? How you doing tonight?
Nothing much. Just Tyson out of Detroit.
All right. What's your name, sir?
Just Tyson.
Tyson, what's going on? I should know by now. Tyson, what you know good, bro?
Oh, man, I can't call it. You know, about the topic with Big Drag. You know, I think it'd be a, you know, good thing, you know, as far as, you know, he's a very knowledgeable guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's wisdom. He's been in the game a long time. You know, he's about one of the, you know, few guys that can, you know, that'll help you and tell you about a lot of things without no problems or tell you the whole, who to go see to help you. You know, I think it'd be a good thing, you know. You know, he's not an in-between man. If you see something wrong, he gonna point it out. He gonna tell you about yourself, you know. He's not gonna straddle the fence. He gonna tell you what's happening and get it out the way and keep it moving.
And keep it moving. You said that's one of the main things, Tyson. Big Drag is gonna say what he says. And then just keep it moving. He is not off that controversy at all. And you're not going to stand up there and argue with him. He's not going to argue with you about nothing.
He ain't going to argue with you about nothing. It's either going to be this or that. We keep it moving to something else.
Exactly. And what I also want to put out there, the reason why I also think Big Drag would be good for it is because Big Drag has traveled all across the United States grudge racing. And
yep.
I'll tell you, all across the United States in grudge racing, there's not too many people that I have ran across lately since I've got a chance to know Big Drag, and they don't know Big Drag. That's right. Even down in the Deep South, where you know the Central North just got familiar with the Deep South about maybe a year and a half ago, a lot of the grudge racers down there, the faster guys, they've been knowing Big Drag for years, 15, 20, about at least 15 years back. They've been knowing Big Drag for years, man, years. Big Drag is known across the United States for grudge racing, and his level of professionalism, to me, in my opinion, is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, I say the same thing, you know. Just he one of the few black guys that ever was in pro stock racing.
Mm-hmm. That's right. He was. Say that one more time, Tyson.
He was one of the few black guys, young black guys, that was in pro stock racing, having a pro stock car, and competing with them guys. You know, and with that right there, you know, I was like, hands down, you know, that guy, like I said, he's a knowledgeable guy. He will help anybody. You know, he will help, honest witness that. He will help anybody, help you if you have to track, if you need parts. If he got it, it ain't about the money. Man, look, get them parts. And, you know, if it work, it work.
you know, Big Drag is the one that's really been educating me about a lot of the racing stuff. You know, just because I like racing doesn't mean I understand what's going on. And Lord right. knows there's a lot that I don't understand what's going on. You know what I mean? And, you know, I'll be the first one to say, I've been at the track multiple times, and I wanted to ask racers about, hey, man, how you do this? Hey, man, what's that? What you do this for? I can't count to you the amount of times that, you know, they rolled the odds at me. You know what I'm saying? It went down on my ass. You know, I got a laugh and laid off. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, but do I like it? No, I'm trying to understand what's going on because eventually I want to play too. You know what I mean?
Wanna know
I want to play too. That's right.
He's the type
you know,
of person. He don't mind. He'll take it. They actually even mm-hmm. showed you on his own car. What's what?
Show you on his own car.
He would show
that's
you
right.
on his own car. Hey, man, this was happening. You run into this problem again. Do this, that, and the other. Same stuff I'm doing here. And give me a call. Let me know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's
ain't
right.
There ain't too many people out there that'll do that.
And one of the most important things I like also is that Big Drag is a 1320 racer. He loves the 1320. The DMV people, they love the 1320. They get down 1320.
Oh, yeah.
So now
that's what we love to do.
That's right.
That's
so, listen, lady, hey, Tyson, I had a chance to see Big Drag's car.
Uh-huh.
I've seen it up close and personal. That car is neat. Everything is buttoned up. There's nothing tacky about that car. Everything is cut to perfection. Everything is buttoned up. Everything is painted. Yes, sir.
That's Drag. I ain't never seen a car here that wasn't flawless. He always had beautiful cars. I mean, you look at these cars like, is he really going to race this car? You know, that's Drag. You know what I mean? When Drag come out with a car, people going to know it's gonna run damn good, and it's going to be a real beautiful, nice-looking car. That's off the rip.
And Tyson, once again, you are from Michigan. You're not from Illinois.
I'm from Michigan, yep. I'm from Michigan.
And, you know, for the listeners, for the DMV listeners, there is a huge rivalry between Michigan and Illinois. And
Illinois,
for Tyson to come on and give this man that kind of respect without customarily just, you know, oh, ain't nothing, I'm reading this, that, and the third, that should tell you alone enough about Big Drag's character. And I'm sure, DMV, you can't expect to see Big Drag in your area for the year 2013. You can expect that. So, Tyson, let me leave your mic open.
Okay.
Let me leave your mic open. If anybody would like to come on and comment, go ahead. Tyson, if you, as a matter of fact, if you can talk about what's going on in the central north region of Michigan, I'm in Illinois right now. Detroit Hood TV is over there. Peso Productions is over there. I will be making my way to Michigan to highlight the Michigan racers also. That's if you guys would have me. If you guys would have me, I'd love to come and introduce what Michigan is doing.
You're welcome, man. You know what I'm saying? You're welcome. Ain't nobody we gonna have you. Welcome.
I'll be here shortly.
With a real racing at.
He said.
We ain't got to do no pump faking about the tire size and woolly bars. We get down.
Hey! I'm glad you said that, Tyson. What's the big deal about the woolly bars?
What's the big deal?
Yes.
You know, up in the north, man, that's what we do. I mean, it's no big deal. We're not scared of nothing like that, you know? I mean, if we, you know, see a car, we think we can do something with it, we call you out. You know, we don't care if it got 1633s, double shoots. We don't care. The cams get together, we think we got an advantage. Let's make it happen.
Well,
you know. All that, we don't do none of that. We just like to race.
Bruh, if the cars are worked out, right, and if the cars can get down the track without wheelie bars, and they can put, there's only but so much power you can apply that you can get down to the ground anyway. If you perfected your car and you made love to your car and you done caressed that thing and you know what that thing is going to do to you and do for you, you should run a car with wheelie bars without automatically just stating, you got wheelie bars and I don't take them off.
Why? I mean, you look at it like this. It's 11-second cars, 12-second cars with Willy Bar. You know what I mean? There's a lot of bracket cars with Willy Bars. So, you know, you see a bracket car, you know this car, a bracket car. He got Willy Bars, you ain't going to run it. You know what I mean? So, it's, I don't know. too much politics.
It's too much politics, and it's too much. I mean, it's grudge racing. Now, don't get me wrong. Grudge racing is about stepping, and grudge racing is making sure you can kick off up in your opponent's behind. But you know, at the end of the day, do you want to? At the end of the day, do you really want to race? Do you really want to race?
Yep. So at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
All right. I'll tell you what, Tyson. I'm going to leave your mic open. If you have any background noise, please mute your own mic. Let's move on and take a few more callers. We have another Detroit caller, 312-0684. Your mic is open. 312-0684. Your mic is open. All right, let's move on. We have another Illinois caller in. I'm going to leave 312-0684. Mic's open. 773-7115. Your mic is open. State your name, please. 773-7115. Your mic is open. State your name, please. All right. We have nobody wanting to talk right now, but I'll tell you what, DMV callers. I see a few DMV callers in here. If you're in here, if Monster's in here, if Monster, Larry T, Big Country, Marcus, please press the 1 button. I would love for you to speak to the guys that do what you do, that run the 1320. You know what I mean? I would like to see y'all get down this year, 2013. I tell you what, we have a caller, 865-4406. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Gunny?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, this is Cortez. I was up there with you in Chicago, North versus South.
Okay, what's that? You said your name is Cortez, right?
Yeah, I was with Three Lug and Pac-Man.
Okay, all right. What's going on, bro? What's going on? Cortez.
Too much. I'm kind of liking the idea of drag being president.
Right, tell me why you like the idea of drag being a president. I mean, if you were with Three Lugs, so obviously you're a part of the camp. But tell me why you like the idea.
Because he's a real stand-up guy. You know, he'll help anybody out, anybody possible. He'll help me out plenty of times. He that guy, if he can lend a hand or whatever you need, he's right there for you.
That's right. That's right. Not only is he right there for you, like I said, to me, being that drag shirks controversy, and he's not going to be a drag's not going to be a shit starter unless he's talking about racing. And you know what I'm saying? I can say his little slick shit, you know what I mean? But it's racing. He's trying to get your
ass.
But
you got to remember one thing, too, Gunny. It won't be not one cuss word.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. See, and that is another thing. That is another thing. Drag does not curse. He does not curse. And as a matter of fact, I'm glad you said that, because when I noticed that drag doesn't curse, I think I'm going to try to hold myself to that standard. Not saying that you guys should, but, man, I'm trying to move on to another level of professionalism. You know what I mean? Now, you know, if we really mess talking, you know what I'm saying, I may slip up. You know what I'm saying? And I may say something. But 2013, I'm going to try to do better.
Hey, that's all you can.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Cortez, I'm going to leave your mic open also. Ladies and gentlemen, if anybody from the DMV area is listening, please press the 1 button now. I would like to introduce you guys to the Central North, because they also run the 1320 just like you guys do. And, you know, you guys got a lot in common when it comes down to grudge racing, period. The next topic, there's another topic that I have also, right? And but before I go on to the next topic, I'll tell you what, Tyson and Cortez, your mics are open. If you can humor me and please talk to the people for a hot second. Perm, your mic is also open. Can you tell them a little bit about the history that Chicago has? I need to get Brother Larry on the line, and there's some guys in Georgia that want to call and share with the show. But before we go, I do see a new number that called, and let me get this mic open, and then I want you guys to hold it down for me for a second. 708-0212. Your mic is open.
To everybody, hello to everybody, Gunner Pigs and whoever on the phone. This is Baby Boy calling from Chicago.
Baby Boy.
What's up,
good?
Baby Boy?
What's happening? What's going on?
How you liking the call up there, Baby Boy?
I'm not liking it at all.
Oh, hey, you went back north and I went south. So how you like them now?
Well, I don't like that at all neither. It's cold up here, man, for real. I'm ready to leave right now. I swear if I could leave right now, just come down there and wait till the races get started. I'm ready to leave, man.
Oh, well, I'm in Tennessee now, and I don't think I want to look back to North for a minute.
You know what? I felt that way for a while, you know. Besides, you know, getting close to my kids, you know, if my old man was still living and still in Mississippi, I truly believe I'd still be in Jackson, Mississippi.
I think you would.
No, I'd still probably be down there, but my roots is right here in Chicago.
Yeah, that's like born and bred, but, you know, sometimes you got to lay your head somewhere else.
That's true. You know, God willing, some playing out and some do something different. Maybe I'd be leaving Chicago, going somewhere where it's warm.
Well,
if he blessed me that way.
I'm enjoying the South right now.
Warm weather feels real good right now. I swear, dude, this 3 or 4 degrees, man.
Yeah, it's ridiculous up here. I let my dog out, and she went outside and looked at me and was like, all right, don't worry about it. I ain't got to pay. Open the door back up. She came back in the house. She came back in the house, balled up in a little knot by the heat, by the vent, over on the floor and went to sleep. She over there snoring right now.
No, she looked at you like, do you really think I'm going to go out there? Is you a fool or something? That's what it was.
Yeah.
Well, you better stop playing.
Yeah, I don't like all this cold, but, you know, I'm dealing with it, you know. I could just truly say I just thank God that I'm here another day to see it and deal with it, so.
And that
was all. That's what it's all about. Yeah. We've been dealing with it all these years since we've been. I know you're in Chicago. I'm in Detroit, so basically we got the same weather.
Ooh, yeah. Even though y'all probably get a little bit rougher than that as far as the snow. But
right.
They ain't called us the Windy City for nothing. Boy, you go outside and look like the wind and just did something to your bones. You 27 years old, you feel like you got arthritis already. This wind up here is dangerous.
The wind treacherous, boy.
There. But are y'all boys ready for February is the question.
Yes. Yes, sir. I will be there with bells on.
Oh, yeah.
I truly believe this is going to be the biggest Fat Tuesday that they done had thus far. You know, I believe the grudge racing game is going to get so big 2013, it's just going to be unreal. You know?
Well, you know, by everybody joining each other, that should make it a lot better anyway.
Believe later it's going to be bigger than Hattiesburg.
I truly believe that, too. I truly believe that, too, you know.
You know, most of everybody I know talking about Lena. You know, I mean, Hattiesburg is part of it, of course, but everybody I know want to make Lena.
Right. You know, because
if you make Lena, you're going to make Hattiesburg.
But Lena, it should be, if the weather's right and everybody come like they said they're coming, a lot of people don't know the dude down south, Houston, he got the rat-a-tat, about 7-8 years ago, it probably was longer than that, man, he had that pace so flat, he had to start turning people around and stopping them at the expressway. They couldn't come to the track. And how people talk about it now, I believe it's going to be the same way.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be.
Big Block and Gadget should have a very big turnout. You know, it's nice to see how we're going to fellowship and, you know, support them guys. And that's all it's really about. Really,
it's
going to
be one of the biggest ones, I believe, of this starting this year off. It's going to be the biggest race starting this year off.
Oh, yeah. It is. Just as long as God willing and let us have some beautiful weather, I believe that day is going to be. That's going to start off everything, like you said. It's just going to start off the whole year. This is going to be one of the races people are going to talk about for years.
Yep.
Years, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
because you got people coming from everywhere coming just to try to make Lena.
Yeah, because they heard how the track's supposed to be real extravagant now since they reopened it.
Yeah. It wasn't bad before they closed it. I've been to that track several times before they closed it. It wasn't bad, but they didn't upgrade it so much. You know, I can't wait to. I'm like a kid at Christmas. I can't wait to get down there to see how they redid it. So it's going to be very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Too many people talking about the coverage.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. I hope I'm not interrupting anything. Am I interrupting anything? If so, let me know, and I'll be quiet until you guys finish. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have Black Magic on the line from out of Texas, and he wants to chop it up with the DMV racers, and he also wants to talk to the Central North racers. So go ahead, Black Magic. The floor is yours.
Right. How y'all gentlemen doing this evening?
All right.
Yeah, besides cold up there.
Yeah.
Hey, my question is, I was just asking him, you know, everybody got their own steps, their own situations at their own tracks and so forth. But everybody wants somebody to come and go. But it's got to be a give and take thing on the traveling situation. Now, your race is your business, but on the trying to get somebody to make it bigger than what it is, man, it's bigger than we know it to be, like I was telling him, because we don't know every country track, small track, big track, where everybody get down. We just know the tracks where everybody, like, as they say, us heavy hitters, and then those that don't want to race, you know? And then, like, everybody's talking about the fence leaners, and they always speaking on why it wasn't no grudge race. We paid our good money. Yeah, we paid our good money with our cars also. At the same token, ain't nobody paying us to tear up our cars just for a spectator's point of view. Yeah, you came to see a race, but you safe looking at a race. You can go stand on the cone and watch from light to light to see a street race. You know, but then you want to bring your kids to an environment where it's an aggressive environment. Why do fence leaners and want to always comment and down grudge racing?
Right.
Well, you got a lot of people that just with anything, and this baby boy from Chicago, you got a lot of people that's going to talk negative and think negative about any situation that things that look positive and going into a positive way. So you're just going to have that in life. You're going to have people
that's
going to hate on things. Exactly. You're going to have people that's going to hate on things regardless to the day they die. Look, they hated and talked about, did everything to Jesus himself, you know. So, I mean, what they're going to do to another human being that's walking this earth and trying to do something positive is nothing.
But when you brought up Jesus gave us the best example of endurance. So we got to endure with this grudge racing, man. If we're going to put biblical terms in there, understand what he gave you, endurance. He showed you can make it. You know?
Right. But a lot of people don't know how to do that. So, I mean, sometimes some people have to look at a lot of people like that and just go ahead and know how to look above them and excuse them from different things they say. Because a lot of people don't know no better when they open their mouth.
That's kind
of some of them probably know better. They just don't care.
Did you hear me?
That's
stupidity part. You know, not the ignorance, the stupidity part. You know, but then too, it's like, if you got a car, you got a race. If you brought your big, like down here, big boys bring their trucks out there. You know, country boys got their trucks and everything. You got a race. If you want, all the person asking is to make it right. Like down here, we have a problem with, like everybody else, you worried about somebody getting drugged down the track. Same time, okay, you want me to give you the race.
Well,
I think that's from a driver's standpoint, a racer's standpoint, that's kind of what's killing it from us. It's like, don't nobody want nobody to be talked bad about, man, you can drag my car down the track. At least I got out there on the track, you know?
That's it. That's all that matters. You got to get in the game.
But the pride that we putting in it is what's killing it. You know, you sit at home, your garage, at your shop, you feel you done built the baddest thing on four wheels that's moving. We get to the track, it's the hardest thing to get off the trailer, you know?
Yeah.
And you want
always
somebody to come out there. Right, but then we want each other to travel just for the argument of sake of traveling. I don't want to travel for the sake of arguing with you. I can stand on this phone and argue. I got a woman I can sit here and argue with. You know, all I got to do is say the right and wrong thing. You know, I'm trying to figure out, okay, as far as we going to end up having a categorized grudge race, and this is what I want to know, outside of the F-body, G-body, and everybody, Mustang, Fox bodies, 28s and stuff, I agree that it is a form of bracket rating, but that's the only way we keep anything going to where we can pull out the cars in between, and you know you're going to go race that day. You ain't got your sons and daughters like, you know, I'm estranged from my kids, but when I got my kids and I want to go to the track and let them see daddy cars, see the cars, do their thing, dude, I ain't going to be standing there arguing. If I got something going on in the race, I want to come on out here, set my grill up, and go on the race. Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
You know, and then some people buying their race. That's what I that's my problem. Okay, you know, everybody ain't got a lot of money, but everybody know this built from the heart, right? You know, right. We're supposed to be camaraderie in this here. But now, I even see you ask a man for a wrench right now in grudge racing. If he think you got a car that's messing with him, his wrench done broke. And I ain't never seen a wrench break at the track.
Well, you got to really look at it and understand it.
Tell me I'm lying. Just tell me if I'm lying.
You're not lying about that. You got a lot of people that's like that, but you got to understand when you see people like that, besides their pride is in their way of really helping a fellow racer, That's just a selfish person. Because with this grudge racing or racing period, don't matter if you class racing or grudge racing, if somebody needs some help, I mean, it's not going to hurt you to help them. And when you made the statement about people buying their races, when people start to try to outbet you, the biggest thing you should know and understand when a person do that, they don't want to race you in the first place because they're scared of you.
Right, but they bring it to you. That's the thing. They bring it to you.
That's plain and simple.
No,
when a person try to outbet you, they scared of you. And you got these people that up here in Chicago, what we call dope doctors. It's not going to a doctor. You see somebody in a white coat, these people that are out here trying to street race and going to a racetrack, they call dope doctors because they got to know how fast you are before they run you or try to get close to you.
Yeah, right.
It's not about that because 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I'm 32 years old, and I've been around racing all my life. I was born in the race shop. I wasn't born in the box shop. So, I mean, I've seen people that didn't care from Larry, Leroy, and all them, my Uncle Drag, my old man, Skin and them up here in Chicago. They, hey, man, I think I could whip you.
Didn't Skin them used to go over there to Martin back in the day when the tower was in the middle?
Yes.
Yep. Over there in Michigan.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, because he had to race with my uncle and my father and my mother. See, I'm from Michigan. I was born in Michigan right there, right outside Grand Rapids and Muskegon, right there on Lake Michigan by Northern Shore.
And you probably loud mouthed up all that time,
that
he's still the same person.
It sure is. He ain't changing. He ain't going to change.
He's known, respected, and keep on pushing, man.
Yep.
All right, gentlemen, just a hot second. Let me, we got some calls on the line, and the mics have been open. Their hands been up raised for a second. I'm going to open up 773-7115. Your mic is open. State your name, please.
What's happening, Gunnit Pick?
What's going on, brother?
This kid, man. What's going on?
My man, kid. You know what? I'm still up here. I got this. I would like to see you before I go. But if I can, I'll be back in about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. What's happening, baby boy?
What's happening, kid? What's happening?
Oh, nothing much.
All right, kid. Let me ask a question. We appreciate you calling, and that's first and foremost. What I'm trying to do is connect the DMV races with the Central North races, because both of you guys do the 1320. There's a lot of races over in the DMV area who I believe will just get down without just seeing your car. You got a 29 on your car. They got a 28 on your car. And the first thing they say is, I can't run you because you got a 29 on your car. I believe they'll go ahead and get down. So with that being said, kid, I'm sorry, say it again, sir.
On what you're speaking on, all that would be what, mile an hour a person? Yeah, ET win a race, mile an hour help too. But it, like I say, if you feel you built that bad thing, you trying to really build something better than the average 28 to run a 29. Am I right or wrong? Or a 29 to run something even bigger or better? Why would you be scared to run? Why would a 28 be scared to run up on a 29? You almost sit almost identical. unless you're the latter bar or the back half yourself.
Well, my question is, tire size don't win no race.
Right, yo, it is, and that's it.
It comes all the way down to the formula where a lot of people look at it and put all these different steps into grudge racing now. And you see a person with Willy bars on, he starts suspension, will take your Willy bars off and all that. Well, it's this. If you came to me to race, just like if I come to Gunner to race and he got Willy bars on and I don't, but I came to Gunner, I feel that I'm man enough and strong enough with my car to run him just like he is. I don't want nobody to handicap themselves because of the simple fact it goes back to the trash talking where you made me take my Willy bars off and I did it, or you made me take two of my systems off to run you. I want to whoop a person that did that.
See, that's just like a little kid. You know, to me, that's like, okay, when we were little kids, you knocked the rock off my shoulder, all that old good mess. You know what I mean?
Right.
That ain't racing. Everybody, you know, like we just had a nice little old event down here, you know, the MLK event down here past weekend. You know, I don't take nothing. I did HMP in Houston. And I say Birdman and Tree Man, two respected racers down here with nice cars, which y'all might know of them, because they came out to the East Coast and when they was on the East Coast, they lost their car year before last.
Right. The Grand
Am.
I know them boys real. I know them
boys. Okay. So he was at that last weekend. We all out there. Okay. Wow. Birdman got down through there. You know, boys out of Dallas, they got down through there. But how you going to consider him the king and he took the back tire to do it with? Just like they took off is just how they ended. You know what I mean? Well, sit beside him. You sit beside Jeff a lot of Dallas. You gave him the back tire. Or he gave him... One of them got the back tie, but they had a 2 out of 3 race dang there going on. But you ain't giving it to the same, to the respective racers that you know going to have action at getting you.
Right.
And my response to a Willy bar is, a Willy bar is only for you. It's a safety precaution to keep you from flipping over.
With the Willy bar, you can apply more power. So if you can get more power to the ground with the Willy bar, then obviously, you know, you might pick up, you know, you pick up the speed.
Okay. Oh, well, okay, him on his 28s and 29s to put his on there, that means he get more power, and we can still have the same race he wanted me to do without the Willy bars, right?
Which
he throw some on. If he want me to take mine off, no, he put some on, right? So he can apply the same power and pressure he wanted to apply to my run up on me with, right?
Right, you're right.
But I tell you about Black Magic and Baby Boy. Let me go to the next few callers, and I see we have a 202-2474. Please hold on. Three Love, please hold on. I want to make one more comment before I open up any more mics. Black Magic, are you familiar with Big Drag from out of Chi-Town?
Yes, sir. So to speak, sir.
Yes, sir. So to speak. Okay, well, Black Magic, I
have... As far as laying my eyes on him as a grown man, no. No,
okay,
like...
Well, what?
I'm 42.
Okay. Well, Big Drag, what have you heard about Big Drag, Mr. Black Magic?
All I got on him right now, everybody say, you know, you can get a decent race out of it. There ain't gonna be no shakiness to it. As far as what he gonna put on you, I don't know. I ain't been up there to see. I ain't even tried to pull it up to see if anybody did nothing on YouTube with him later or the end of the year.
What's that? Tell me what you know.
I know you should walk beside him, not when you're walking up and down the streets or whatever.
Now, see, I ain't finna get into that one. I appreciate that there, and I will duck. Don't close the door too hard. if we get on that, if he out there and he doing his thing, man, you know, like I said, I'm hater-proof, so, you know, even if it's a person I disapprove of, I can't say nothing bad to them unless we're in each other's presence. You know what I mean? So don't get misconstrued.
Hey, Black Magic, hang on for a second. I gotta get ready to open up this 202 mic, and then I got to get Three Lug on the phone. Baby boy, can you hold me down while I get Three Lug back on the line? Just give me a second. 202-2474. Your mic is open. Please state your name. This is a DMV caller.
What's up, Gunner and fellas?
What's going on?
This is Tricky Rick. I'm
Tricky Rick.
Just get
Tricky
yeah,
Rick.
Just getting off work, man. To get on your show, see what's going on. Sound rather interesting. I like the group of guys that's on the line. So if y'all don't know, I'm the governor of Maryland or the DMV area for Grudge Inc.
What's going
but,
on, Tricky Rick?
Not too much. I wanted to touch on a little something. Y'all was talking about the guys got this tile or that tile, or you see Willie Bars and this. I personally think it's really all a not too many people are tuners nor gamblers. We kind of got the same issue going on here. Who might have Willie Bars or don't have Willie Bars. I go through it quite frequently. The back tie in the clear because he got a small block for 29s and Willie Bars, and I got a big block with Willie Bars and 33s, you know. But they wanted to run me. But I had to give up something, just, you know what I'm saying, just to make a race. So I understand what you're saying, but it's kind of like, you know, just how people are, you know. They
right.
go big, they go big.
Right.
So it's like, what do? You know, you don't race at all, or do you try to come to some kind of sensible agreement or to set up a race some kind of way to get some kind of action. Otherwise,
nope.
It ain't going to be shit going on.
Okay, I'm going to take B and C on that, because meaning – yeah, you got to decide what kind of race you will do, what kind you won't do. But then, you know, when we first started, that's what we were talking about. When somebody walk up on your trailer talking about if you did this, if it was a fifth, we'd all be drunk. But if
exactly.
If you didn't come to the track, that means I have to race somebody else so you can keep on moving. You
right,
know,
exactly.
'Cause soon if you drag me down this track, may it be I spin, may it be you spin, may it be whatever happened. Let the Lord's will be done, you know, on that track. But at the same time, don't come back boasting like you done drop your nuts on a razor blade and drug it, and you done beg for everything on that. And then next thing I know, I'm looking at you and about you done drug, you the king of this. How are you the king of something when you have to be given something? I thought it was inherited or taken.
We have a lot of things that goes on in this area, so I fully understand what you mean.
And see, a lot of people get it real twisted where it comes down to, for most of the people in the North, if you say really from St. Louis up to Detroit or Minnesota or whatever, we are limited to the time we can to race and do anything. So how we set our cars up to run with Willie Bars or whatever, and just now, a lot of people down south, they got so many big motors and so much horsepower and so much nitrous on these cars, they shouldn't complain about we having Willie Bars up here because of the simple fact everybody down south got, what, 10 months out of a 12, out of a whole year to continue racing and test that they supposed to be so big, bad.
Hold on.
They shouldn't need no Willie Bars.
Hey, but since you got it now you got to look at it now. You got to look at it. You saying they got 10
years. You use that for a crush, though, right? So what you do is you just stay in your lane.
Right. That's what I'm saying right there. Bottom line.
Okay.
Stay in your lane.
Okay.
You can't make no name for yourself unless you done tried somebody.
Which is true.
When you make that name, that's when you can do it.
Right. Which is true. When you tell people to stay in their when you're just making that statement about a person staying in their lane, a lot of people down south shouldn't complain about that us up here have Willie Bars on, stay in their lane and find somebody that don't have Willie Bars and don't worry about what we got up here.
Check it out. Okay, we're going to say as far as south. See, I'm down here as bottom as far as you're going to go. I'm in Texas. Okay, in Florida, how they get down, you know, I'm going to say over there, how they get down, you know, like I say, that's the thing about it. If I come to your house, if I don't like your furniture, that means I must leave. I can't tell you to buy no more. You see what I'm saying? So if you come down, go down there to Florida, if I come up there, I can't tell you to put snow tires on the back of your race car because I'm scared I'm going to slide down here. You know
right.
what I mean? I got to meet the element, just like up there where it's 2 degrees at. Y'all got to meet the element. You know what I mean?
Right.
That means dress warm, stay warm, deal with it. You know, I come up there, I got to do the same thing. I can't come up there in my shorts and flip-flops. That means I can't bring my car up there built to run down here in Texas. So when you come down to a Texas, you know we got big blocks. You know we running everything under the sun. We run everything from methanol to alcohol to what, gasoline. So you know what you're coming up against. Don't bring a knife to the gunfight. Bring a damn race car. Excuse my French, sir.
Hey, it's all good. This is what we do. This is grudge racing. But I'll tell you what, we got. Hey, listen. Let me introduce you to a grudge racer from out of Chi-Town, Black Magic. Three Love, you are on the line. Come on.
What's going on, brother? I hear y'all talking. I'm all right. What's the topic for today? I want to get in this too.
Oh, well, the topic of the show is Big Drag for President of Grudge Inc. What are Big Drag's qualifications to be president of Grudge Inc.? My qualifications were that Big Drag should be president of Grudge Inc. because he's professionalist. He shirks responsibility.
I can go for that one. This Black Magic. I can go for that one.
Okay. And Big Drag is also very knowledgeable. And if you think you're a go-to man in this grudge racing, Big Drag is a go-to man. Big Drag.
He very courteous about it, the way he do it. You know. From what I've seen of him, man, it's like he'll stop doing what he doing. It's important to get him through what's going on at the track to help you even get started at the track.
He is the type of person that helps anybody, and you know he will help anybody as far as when it comes down to racing. Or with life, period. You know, that's my uncle, and I'm not just saying because he's my uncle, but he is that caliber dude that he will. If you need to know something, he don't have no problem with people having this number and calling them and asking them questions about this and that. A lot of people don't like him. Like, okay, who the fuck is Big Drag? I mean, he ain't God. But that's just haters, period. That man been racing a long damn time. I mean, he didn't have fast.
He's been running longer than you've been born, almost. Ain't
yeah, exactly. Well,
hey,
shit, ain't no question about it. He has. What up,
hey,
sweet
boy?
I'm telling you, he was with my uncle and them all in up there.
Hey, big boy, let me give y'all a good comment on drag. Well, when I first came to Chicago, I wanted to get into drag racing, and they told me to go over there and talk to Drag and Brian. So I went there and talked to Drag and Brian. They put me in a 10-second car on the street and they told me what to do. And I drove it. And ever since then, I got a lot of respect for the man. The man, like right now, what he asked me to do, I do it for him, man. If you know anything, want to know anything about racing, ask Drag. He's going to tell you. If he got something you need, he's going to give it to you. And,
yeah,
right.
And he's not going to, I don't care who you is, Black, white, Puerto Rican, Mexican. If you got something he want, he's going to give it to you. He's going to teach you down the right road to do this at. He's going to, hey, son,
right,
do this right here this way, son, do this way. Like, I got a son.
No,
he's around here for 14 years. And we go to the track, every time Drag tell him to do something, he do it. At 10 years old, he'll pull a car on the drag, say, hey, Peter, pull a car on the trailer. Don't burk it, just pull on the trailer and line up even. Just look straight ahead. And he can pull a car on the trailer, bet not can. I'm 45 years old, and he's 14. And everything he knows, Drag taught him. And he's a bad man to be 14 years old.
Right.
Yeah.
So just on that, you know, then you got folks that done seen him in a bad mood or whatever, he done or whatever. But ain't nobody perfect, but don't hold it against a man from the type of caliber person you know he really are in your heart, though, you know. That's really, because it's like this here. We ain't nobody on this earth pleased everybody they know. That's what it's called. That's why we grudge raising all this other good stuff. You got folks in other camps, like you said, white coat doc.
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to just say it one more time for the people that came on to the show that didn't hear it. Big Drag is a man. If you respect him and approach him as a man, you have the utmost respect from Big Drag. But if you come on at BS, he's going to stand up and put his big boy pants on and treat you like how men treat each other when they got a difference.
Hey, but see, that's what we're talking about. I'm going to show you. He should be, because you just defined grudge racing. Don't come up here with the BS. If you're going to put your big boy pants on with that car, man, put them on and accept what comes with it. You
put
know,
them
right?
On and accept what comes with it.
Like they say, you know, a butt whooping ain't last long. Go home and put some ice on the eye. It'll go down. You get drugs down the track, go on and put it in the trailer and fix it later and get it on again later on.
Black Magic and Free Love. We got some calls on the line. Let me take a break. I don't want to leave anybody holding out there too long. So 434-2033. Your mic is open. State your name, please. It's DMV call.
How y'all doing tonight? It be Running Bear. What's going on, Jigger Riggy?
Running Bear.
How you doing?
Happy New Year to you.
All right. Yeah, I've been sitting here listening to y'all fellas. Y'all got some pretty nice topics on. Some of them I could talk on, and some of them I went touch with a 10-foot pole. Nah, my man was talking about them wheeler bars. You know, I kind of feel like him. Hell, I got a set of wheeler bars on my car. They ain't never touched the ground. So, you know, some people got wheeler bars because they look good.
There you go.
Hey, man. Some people got them because they need them.
Yeah, some people got them because they need them. Some people got them on because they look good. I you know, but I'm like you. I wouldn't ask a man to take his wheeler bars off because, you know, I feel it's a safety thing. You know, a man got wheeler bars, he got them for a reason.
Reason.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what they got down to.
And another thing about these wheeler bars, some people don't have the money. They go to the tattoo shop because they pay their money to get their car tuned. They don't know wheeler bar. That's why
right. Some
people got wheeler bar like me. I don't have all that money. Got them $2,000-$3,000 shots going in front of my car. I don't have that. I got all of those shots on my car. I need my wheel bar.
Look. I almost want to put a slapper plate up under it in case it do jump too high.
Right. I need
mine. And tear up my motor. I can't rebuild no motors like yesterday. I don't have that
right.
type of shot. You know
and
what
you
I mean?
Know something? You want to know something? Anytime that anybody builds an automobile, the first thing when they build it for safety and to their own specifications. When you start
exactly.
picking stuff up in your automobile, you make your automobile unsafe to you. You
right.
know, so, you know, a lot of guys really don't care, but I would never take anything off of my car to satisfy anybody because of the simple fact that I got to come back home tomorrow. You know, and if
right.
a lot of guys don't have that in the back of their mind, you know, but you make these cars unsafe, and that's not a good thing. You know, from
okay.
my aspect.
That's
this
what
is
I'm saying.
Car, though.
Listen.
Man, we done turned his car over. What you going to say then? Because you had him take his wheelie bars off.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
What's the saying? You can't drive. You can't
right.
drive.
That's true.
Right.
That'd be the first thing they're going to say. Well, he can't drive, and where my money at?
Yeah.
But you didn't tell him to do something unsafe.
You didn't ask him. You didn't say he had something to do unsafe. Now, if you ask me to move mine, I'm going to tell you, man, if mine even get closer to wild partner, so, yeah, that is no place. Because I'm going to tell you like this, yeah, I can't pay you and pay to fix both my ignorance for me taking them off.
Mm-hmm.
That's still, man, don't even jump in the next lane. I don't care. The only thing I'm going to take off is the paint job so I can get
since I've come back. Since I've come back to around drag racing, because I left drag racing for a while, I started before drag, big drag did. But I come back to drag racing, it was a total different game from what we did. We never asked nobody to take none off their car. If we see that we was much more advanced than what they were, we would give them a spot to try to make the race come out pretty even or something of that nature. But take something off somebody's car? No, man, I don't believe in that one.
The first thing coming out of everybody's mouth right now, see what they can get off your car. If it ain't one of your systems, is your wheelie bars.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know that.
He wants you to take it. He wants you to take that off, and he know your car built on nitrous.
Right.
Right.
Right. That's what I'm saying. The guy did me like that.
Don't ask me to do it like that. If you know, if we sit in, you know, I got a nitrous bit set up. Period. Why do you? Oh, it don't do.
Hey, I took my wheel bars off. It called me a transmission and a motor. It went to have it broke my transmission and the oil pan hit the ground and knocked my oil pump off. Caused me a mold in the transmission. I ain't never taken my bars back off.
See, I learned from people like you. See, that's how I learned. I learned from people like you because I can't, like I say, I can't afford to send everything up through the from the bottom to the top of my engine. You know,
hey,
it's gonna sit out 2 years.
Ladies and gentlemen, see what y'all got to say. Yes, I'm gonna ask this question just to see, you know, how I feel because this is how I look at it. If you're a racer, and I heard one or two of you say you didn't have the money to do this and didn't have the high-dollar shocks and all that, isn't it also a part of playing possum?
Yeah.
With your car as to what you can do, whether you can take your bars off if you have bars and still run
right.
without bars.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm saying this because, you know, I have a car. I have Willie bars on two cars. But I'm knowledgeable enough where I can take my bars off and set my car to where it'll still leave the same.
And just like Running Bear said, he got bars and he ain't never touched them. So if you ain't never touched them, you can take them off and still run.
I can take them off. I can take mine off.
Everybody can take them off, but did you bid your car up to run on them? Did you set your car up to run on them, or did you set them up to run off of? Like you say, some people got them on there that look good. But if you've been around racing long enough, you know what car that look good. If his Willy bar's damn near in the back of his trunk, high as the roof, you know he ain't finna turn the car over on them. But if you see everybody got there sitting in the proper angling on the ground, almost close to the ground, you know he finna put them on the ground. That's guaranteed.
I'm gonna tell y'all one question. I'm gonna ask a question about the Willy bar. When I'm in Chicago, each track I go to, my car get on the Willy bar. I went to Macon, Georgia. I'm calling that testing with a bar.
See, now you see what I'm
saying. Then why you need your bars on your car, because you might go to track, you might think you don't need it, then your car stand up, you tell your car what you going to say then. I should have kept my bars on, because different track, different car, different on different tracks.
Right, different elevation, weather,
right.
Whatever's going on. You got everything
right.
To factor in, but you got folks sight unseen. First thing they want to tell you, okay, I'll run you if we take the Willy bars off next month. I don't know what the weather going to be like. So
right.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to take my Willy bars off, and I got a perfect day going on. Man, I'm going to crank this thing up on Killer.
You're right. And the weather might be different. The track might be slippery or it might be sticky.
Right.
Well,
All the things I'm telling you is, I was ain't coming off. They will it on, so they can forget it.
I'm the same way, Larry. Mine's welding on.
I agree. I totally agree.
It's too much time consuming taking them off, resetting the car. Then you go to another race. You got to reset the car back up.
So again,
it's too much time consuming.
Now, What's the step? Oh, we got to be in the line by 3, 2, 9, 7.
Right.
I ain't got time to be breaking my brain trying to take it off, reset it up, and then by the time if I make a shakedown, now you standing there seeing me skating down the track or see me damn near run over something.
I'm stuck
in the race. I'm locked in. And I might as well just give you my money because I'm not going to bab my car like that.
You missing one part. You take your Willy bars up, you don't want you to shake down. But they cartoon, they won't know Willy bars on. So they crazy. Yeah.
Now you see what I'm saying. You want me to dance at
Joe? The difference with them down south, they already headed the game. Up there north, they already headed the game. So we don't have the time to make a car work without the Willy bar. We don't have the time to do that. I mean, they race down there all year long. You know what I mean? So in the downtime up here, we really can't do nothing. We set a car up, okay, put the water bars on it. Fuck, we ain't got the time to, you know what I mean?
Right. Because, like, down here, we shut down for 1 month. In Texas, we shut down a month and come right back out again. But we shut down 9 for 2 months and then come back out again with let the actual season open up. We just did that in MLK, like I just reiterated.
I beg to differ on that. They're ahead of the game.
What's happening, everybody?
Yeah, I'm here.
Who that?
But let's put it like that. Everybody can't be running up and down the highway chasing the weather to mess with their cars. You know, you can read about it until you experience it. Man, putting them new parts, the different hearsay parts on there. You're going to have some time, and you ain't going to have that much time up there.
And the reason I say that is because I'm going to race my car. I built my car to race it like I'm going to race it. I'm not falling prey to nobody else's trickery shit. So, you know, you can just throw this shit out the window.
Black Magic, if you can hold on for just a second. If you can hold on for just a second, Black Magic, we got a couple other callers on the line. Leon, your mic.
What's happening? How everybody doing?
What's going on, brother?
Not a whole lot, man. I just popped in and listened to a little bit of what y'all got. Y'all feel me in.
Hello.
Say that again. I said y'all feel me in. I
want to
get in.
Oh, we talking about Willy Bar safety and as well as Drag being president of Grudge Inc. over there in Maryland?
Chicago.
Excuse me.
Leon,
you got a fast
Camaro
over there.
No, I'm trying to get there, man. We ain't got no fast cars up north, man.
Leon, who said that?
Leave it up to Tony Ryan.
But
who said that?
They say Leon flying.
Leaving up hey, to Tony Bynes, we ain't got no fast cars.
No, it ain't just Tony Bynes. It's a bunch of them. It's a bunch of them in the South say we ain't got no fast cars up here.
Who? Where? What part of the South? That's what we were talking about. That's what we were talking about earlier.
Wick made that statement with me and Three Lug, and me and Three Lug chased Wick for 2 months to get down to get to race him. And he said we ain't got no fast car.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
Hey, Leon.
I'm listening,
Tony
man.
Tony Bynes said the same thing, but ever since Big Drag answered to the call, we ain't heard Tony Bynes on the show no more.
So what happened?
You know,
none. He said, "Yeah, all y'all got pretty cars, but all of them slow."
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
You know, he came down here to Texas and did his thing one time, and he got down on us in Mississippi. And then came here, we got rained out. But when he got, what was that? Last year, the end of last year, the last season, he got two cars.
Didn't
he get in the business? Huh?
But you know, full street, didn't you? Hold on,
gentlemen, we all can't talk at one time. I know we're excited and everybody wants to get their point across, but we have to let one man talk at a time. Please try to keep your comments short and to the point so the next man can talk. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir. You were talking about how Tony Bond came to race in Texas.
After everybody got back with him and let him know that was a fluke he pulled, I ain't heard him talking about coming down here, but I done seen on there where it's posted for him to be down here. Well, for not just this ain't him, but some of the East Coast racers are posting to be down here for the next Atomic Dog event. I don't know if he coming or what that is.
All right, well, Leon, what is your intentions, Leon, for prom time and Rick? What is your intention for 2013? All right, we got some sound noise. I hate to have to go down to mute people's mics. If you can't mute yourself, I'm going to have to find out who it is, the mics. Leon.
What's up, Dan?
Leon, you hear me?
I hear you.
All right, Leon, what are your intentions for 2013 for Tom, Rick, and anybody else who's ducking you or that you feel is ducking you?
2014, first thing, I'm going to come down to Mississippi like I always do. Give me a good time. And after that good time, I'm a good time. Down on a couple of asses, I'm going to whoop down there. Either they see me, or I'm going to whoop.
Leon, can you hear me, Leon? We have real bad reception from you. I know I can't make out anything that you're saying.
I said, when I come down, I'm coming down in 2013, I got two races locked in. And at the same time with them two races, I'm going to make me some new friends and meet some more people and enjoy myself. And me and Three Lug have been going down there for years. And as we go down there for years and years, I meet more people, see faster cars. Just like I see faster cars, some people see my car, consider my car fast. I love going to different races. But one thing I don't like about the South, when they win a race, they got their hands up high as the sky's the limit. But when we come down there, and if we win a race, we get lucky. Or we're supposed to win. Why not just come shake the hand and say, best man win? You know, don't say you got big tires in your car. Don't say you got Willie Byers. Don't say you got two carburetors. We all build our cars separate. And the way we build our cars is what we can afford to do. You know, some do what they do, they do what they do. I'm going to use Wick as an example. Me and Wick have been chasing each other for years. You know what I'm saying? He win, and he really been winning. He been whooping us because we've been having power with our cars. But, you know, never give us the authority that he's supposed to get for being a winner, because he think he can't be whooped.
Well, Leon, let me ask you that. If he's been winning, like you said, if he's been winning, we call a win is a win. If he's been walking through y'all like a field of daisies, then naturally he's not going to respect y'all. Naturally, whether it's a problem with the car or not, y'all have shown him no reason to respect y'all.
But Gunner, you know why we never show, we know why we ain't showed him no reason? Because we chased him in the wintertime, and we couldn't do what he do. We could, he can tune for us, but we couldn't tune. We just was coming down there and just racing, you know what I'm saying? But when we did come down there at our best, you couldn't get them suckers to move, man. We just two cars down there to run them. They did more investigating on us to see how fast our cars were than it is to race them.
How many people did you invite to get on for the other lane on that? You see, because at the same token, I know Texas was over there in Mississippi trying to represent a little bit, and Mr. Roy James and them, I think they took a couple of them took nice cars over there from Texas, man. It was some nice cars over there in Mississippi. If you was there last year.
Yeah, I was there. I go every year. I don't miss a year.
Okay. You know, and like you saying, you know, you saying we raise our hands. Yes, that's a victory. Yes, we raise our hand. You know, if you know your right hand broke, don't you get in no boxing ring trying to box, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay, if you know your car ain't acting right, then nobody, you jumped over there hoping you spun or done something. You know, true, you backing up your words and your bet. I understand and I respect you to the utmost for that. But, you know, don't, you can't take nothing from just because you was hurt, you know.
Right, but at the same time, it ain't that we didn't ever have no problem with motor problem. I'm just saying, like, all our cars up here right now is ready to go. I don't know if the ring is going to stay together. I don't know if the transmission is going to stay together. But when stuff like that happens, don't think you just terrorize the man because the man's ring broke or the man's transmission, right?
Well, you got to look at it.
When we go down south, that's our testing tune. That's when we get our car.
Okay, but then if you come down south to test and tune, you're not knowing what your car do. Why are you picking on a man that's been racing 11 months out the year? That means he's been lifting weights and doing his thing for at least 8 to 6 months out of the 11 months.
Ain't
you
feel
what I'm saying?
We can't do nothing. Our cars right up north. We can't do nothing. Okay, if you know you down there testing and tuning and trying to get your bugs out, like I said, you know you coming off a spring lift, you ain't finna go call nobody out, and like you say, you don't know what your car gonna do until you shake it down and do everything you gonna do.
Now if he picking on you, that's a whole different ballpark.
Hey, Black Roger.
Yes,
Black
sir.
Roger. It was something that they didn't explain to you. What they were explaining to you, they didn't explain to you, was this: when we had the South invade the North, when they came to us, they were running eighth of a mile, and our cars were set up for the quarter of a mile. Okay, what happened was, Big Dragon Biz them talked to us, and they said that we want to see these guys have a good time. We want to accommodate them. So, you know, let's make sure that they have a good time. So they ran some of the cars set up just like that. Okay, now, when we went to them, they run an eighth of a mile, so we had to do what they do because we was at their home. When they came up to our home, they didn't do that, Black Magic. They didn't set their cars up two run quarters with us. Most of the cars still end up running an eighth. So now everybody's trying to put it on equal terms. Now they want to run an eighth, so now everybody is setting up for the eighth in order to accommodate them, to show them that we are qualified and capable.
Right. I understand that in total. You know, it's like doing your homework. Like you say, everybody peeping on this computer, and, you know, the computer got everything you want to know about it. If not, you know a phone number like one of these talk shows. Somebody going to tell you what you're trying to do. If you don't set your schedule up, you know how to set your car up to go up there and do your thing. That's 13,
right.
Go up there and run 13:20 if your nuts hanging. You know y'all come down, test and tune. Why are you going to test and tune on the 8th when you're trying to get the 13:20? So come down here with that set up. That was kind of backwards on that there, yeah.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen, let me go to a new caller. As a matter of fact, we have Big Sham on the line from out of Illinois, Chicago also. Big Sham, where you at, bro?
I'm here. What's up, everybody?
Hey, what's up, Michelle?
What's going on, bro?
The reason why I wanted to bring Sam on is because we all have a voice in the racing game. Sam, and there's an entire crew up in Illinois that will race, and they will do a little bit of traveling. And they have cars more set up like street cars. Big Sam, let the DMV, that's the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area, know what kind of cars you have. Are you guys scared to budge? Are you guys pump fakers, or will you guys get down? Talk to them, Sam.
Well, I mean, we got to – me personally, with the guys that I race with, I got a 79 Cutlass. It's all steel car, all interior in it, stock suspension on the 29s with a big block. And I run on the motor. I was running on the motor, but I don't know if I'm changing or not, but I was running on the motor. It's a lot of guys. I don't know if it's all this classification as far as street car now, because they didn't change that, but I would consider just slower in a slower class than these faster classes that they're doing now.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead. Who am I speaking with? Who's that?
It's Running Bear.
Okay.
You got an Oldsmobile with a big block in it, you said?
Yes.
Stock suspension?
Yes.
Would you consider running a back half car with a set of, let's say, 31-inch tall tires on it? You run on motor and with a back half car with a small block. You run on motor and the small block gives you something. Would you consider running a small block like that?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. Drugs,
now that's
get your ass down. That's what I'm talking about. I like that shit. I like that. I like that. Go ahead. Let me shut up. Go ahead, Sam. Go ahead, Running Bear. Get to it.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, we was talking earlier about the 29-inch tall tire, the 28-inch tall tire. But you know, if a man give you the right race, and you ain't got to give him everything in drag racing, I don't see nothing wrong with, you know, somebody giving somebody the back wheel or somebody giving somebody 1-1. But don't ask nobody to take the wheelie bars off, you know, and that could cause an accident. That could cause you to be messed up and him to be messed up too, you know. So if a man that's got a big block in an old mobile like that, he say stock suspension, a car like mine, I wouldn't mind, you know, even though I do got a small block, I wouldn't mind setting him out one or something like that, you know.
Well, I wouldn't ask nobody to take nothing off their car, but I mean,
you know,
if you have to ask somebody to take something off their car, then you ain't in their class. You need to just stay in your class.
That's what I'm saying, you know. But we got guys out. We got guys in Maryland. We got guys in Virginia. We got guys down south. We got guys up north. And the first thing they holler is, you know, you take them wheelie bars off, I'll run you. I was down in Fayetteville. And when I had a little Vega early part of the year, and the guy wanted me to take my wheelie bars off, I said, man, I can't do it. I won't do it. I refuse to do it. I said, either you run me the way I am or we don't run.
That's right. I believe that.
Yeah.
But anybody that looks like me, they got action.
That's the name of the game. If I feel you look like me, I'm getting at you. We gonna figure it out.
Even if you don't look like me, if I figure that I can get
that's
with you, you know, then I'm gonna get with you.
Already, yeah, hey, like they say in real life, we can't pick and choose all our fights. Some fights ain't gonna be in our favor.
Right.
Hey, who did cut the big block sock suspension? Who was that?
Big Sham.
Big Sam, this three love. What you? I got nice on. I'm stock Big Sam. What you want if I spray at you? You run on the motor. Hello.
Did he drop?
He must have dropped. I ain't mean to scare.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? This is gonna fix this. That miscommunication is my fault. So pardon me, I got some boards are freezing up, so let me go ahead and get them all opened back up. Big Sham, you know you are talking to a grudge racist. You said something that three loves you think is sexy. Your mic is open, Sham.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
We can hear you. We can hear you.
Yeah, Three Love.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I think we turn it on. I don't want nothing once I turn it on. From you.
You going to Mississippi?
No, I'm not going to Mississippi. No, I'm going to Mississippi, though, but we're not taking the car. The car, it's not ready yet.
Okay, when y'all get it ready, 773-584-2531.
You know who this is? I know your number. You know who I am.
Who is this?
This is Big Sham. You came to the party over there. I called you for the party.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The colors, the 79 colors. You know who I am.
Oh, I've been looking for you, boy.
You ain't been looking for me.
Yeah, y'all drawing
for
me.
Same place, all
y'all
time.
Drawing for me. Told me to get on the motor one time. I told y'all no.
Yeah, no, I didn't know somebody else drawed on you. I didn't draw on you. But
not one of your guys
did.
Not one of your guys did.
I ain't got no. I don't have any guys. I got one person. That's it. And that's the top. That's it.
Somebody over there on South Chicago called Bookie and drawed on me with that car.
Well,
so if I get on the motor, y'all going to break my neck.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know who that was. Like I say, okay, well, get on the motor then. I ain't got no problem. You get on the motor. But you know what? I ain't going to argue that. Cause
no.
I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm doing. But I don't
right.
want you to turn nothing off. I want you to leave it on. You leave it on.
I'm going to leave it on.
And I mean, I come with a compromise with how I want to run.
All right, put your Nikes on and come on.
Yeah, when I get ready, I'll be to see you.
Hey, Sam, you know,
that
brother,
turkey was good,
Sam.
Too. That turkey
it's
was
Sam.
Good,
what?
Too, and I appreciate that. That turkey
oh, yeah.
was real
oh,
good.
Oh, yeah. That, it was nice. What you think, honey? Go ahead.
Hey, Sam, you know, Grudging does have a store for all your racing needs. It's that we have tremendous avenues, tremendous revenue to get you what you need, to get you the snipes to put on your car. If you don't already have an avenue, please give me a call, and we'll set it up and make it happen for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, anybody that's listening, if you're a Grudge racer and you need parts for your car, Grudge Inc. does have an online parts store, and it is a tremendous parts store. So you can get to it and find it by www.grudgeinc.us, and you'll see it called Grudge Store. There's also a social networking site on Grudge Inc., and that will help connect you with racers across the United States. We also have ClocksOff.com. ClocksOff.com supports any and everybody. ClocksOff.com, we collect videos and we collect races from every state in the United States, and we post it. You're also able to take the footage of your own videos and post it on ClocksOff.com. With that being said, let's move along. We also have another. I have something that's weighing heavily on my mind. Running the Big Sham, Black Magic, Tyson, Three Love, everybody listening tonight. You know, there's a thing going on also that's as bad as stipulations about getting to the staging lane. You know, how can we make it so that if you got a race at 1 o'clock, right? It should be up on the boards who's coming into the staging lanes. You need to be in the staging lane by 12:30, waiting to get your grudge on by 1 o'clock.
Right.
How do you feel about that? How do you guys feel about that?
I feel you should dedicate a lane just for that. Everybody, whoever you're racing is going to be either in front of you or in back of you. You know, if ain't nobody over there, okay, now you can test and tune, play around, entertain the folks that's out there. You know, but if you got a time limit, man, you ain't if you ain't over there in that staging lane with at least 5 to 10 minutes to spare on it, man, I call a race. I call a race. Cause now if you know what time your dentist appointment is, you ain't gonna be over 5 minutes late with a toothache. You right about that?
You gonna be Johnny on the spot?
Right. You done drove 700 miles. And got there on time. This man ain't drove probably 100 miles or 200 miles, benefit of the doubt, unless it's somebody from elsewhere. But if y'all both on the same compound grounds, man, it ain't no reason. If you can put your bicycle up there and stand on it, get it on over there, you know? If you came out there with a broke car, you ain't had no business come bringing that car out in the first place. You come out there to race, not work on the car.
Hey, wait a minute. You know what, Running Bear? You said something I like. You get a lot of guys that come to the big events, right, to work on their car because they want to go to work Monday morning with their chest out, telling lies to their coworkers about what they did, who they was at the track with, and what they was about to do.
I was about
right.
to. You wasn't about to do it. No.
What about
you
to do
about
nothing.
To keep working on it.
Yep.
Yeah. Never come out.
Right, so,
if you got it, I seen a guy come to the truck, man. I've been to Super Chevy, and the guy got in there on Friday. Well, he started working on the car Friday, worked on the car Saturday, worked on the car Sunday. When is he going to have time to race this car?
See, there you go, amen. And so how do you know, you like now, y'all talking about running? Okay, you know you got something going on. That means either you better take a sick day from work or fall down the stairs and tell them you got a broke something and go on in your shop or garage and get it together. Go in your basement and put the motor together and get a hoist from outside or however you're moving it around.
That's right.
You know? Then when you get there, it's understandable, you know, you're traveling miles on top of miles and get there. If something happened before you get there, you got an emergency number. Somebody going to know where to track.
You know,
can't nobody come out and help you. If ain't nobody going to come get you and help you, okay, we know everybody got to sit back and wait on that race to come through. You know, don't be talking about the man done, oh, he done bagged that. No, you don't never know what done happened on that long ride, man. See, I drive trucks, so I know anything capable of happening. You know?
Yeah, but you know, if you know that you're going somewhere to grudge racer, man, and you know it's going to take you a couple of hours to get there, and everybody that grudge race know it at least a week or two ahead of time that they got to grudge race this man, don't wait
right.
Then you get to the track to change your plug.
Oh,
time for you to race you changing plugs. You know, you already know you got to race this man 2 weeks ago. I mean, your car
right.
in the garage, you should have changed it before you left home.
And see, that's what make it time. That time step bounce around like it do. Now you want to come out the trailer talking about you got to change your oil because you got the oil in it from last time you raced. Well, if you ain't buy that cheap oil, you can make you a couple of weekends on there. True, you're going to drain it and look at it, but at the same token, come on, man. Don't come out here and next thing you looking like chief mechanic out here instead of a grudge race, you know. Car looking good sitting on the stands because you telling me it ain't running now. It didn't work right.
Yeah.
But now you don't want to pay me my money. And then I'm trying to figure out a way to get a race with you. And then you want to plug off a cylinder because you done dropped a cylinder. I don't really want to race you like that because when I win, I want my win to be an honest win. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know
what,
that brings my three lug, and there's a 773 caller on the line. Can you hang on for just a second? Can you tell us about the story that you told me when you came down to Macon? You know, you didn't even run for anything too tough, but how somebody took your money and took your money, kept their money, and they actually lost the race. Put us down on that. Enlighten us, three lug.
I was in the staging lane down in Macon, testing my car. This skinny white guy and this black guy walked up on me. And asked me, do I want to race for $100? I said, I don't care. I'm doing a test mechanic for $100. So I reached for $100 out the window to the skinny white guy. And with the Mustang, he ran for $100. I whooped the man. The man, I ain't know the man had crashed behind me. So I see the man had crashed. I jump out my car, going to help the man. Ask him, see, all right. He said, yeah. So the police told me I got to leave, and I'm not with the car. So I walked back across the gate, get in my car, and go to the finish line. I'm to the start line. I waited on the guy to pull up. So the guy pulled up to the finish line, yeah, to the start line, with his car on the trailer. I said, can I get my money? The man turned his head on me and got back in the truck and pulled off.
Hey. Right then, when he turned his head, you should have been catching his head right back
look.
Over there with him.
I stopped and do that. My guy told me it ain't about $100, man. Called more than $100 6 day car. So I was, you know,
yeah.
I get real ignorant.
But
my
see, the integrity
of
racing.
Do it.
That's where the integrity come in the racing. That's where the integrity come in the racing. But the disrespect and the blatant disrespect like that.
What
are
you doing?
Hey, he got the same action he got at tearing up his car. Would you want? You think he wasn't gonna get his money?
And I was nice about it. I got to go check him and make sure he was all right. They played when I got him. Straight piano. I can't wait to see him.
Yeah, see, that's when you're racing. You always need a DP, man.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. But see, that's why sometimes, you know, it's better to whoever hosting it or however it's set up, you know you got locked in racing. On the cool, that's who should be your DP man right there. So it can't be no confusion, no nothing. There go the money. Ain't nobody. I don't got your money. You don't got my money. We gave it to the host of this event. That's who got the money.
But I was in my car during a burnout. They came to my window. After that, I want to race. So we go ask two cars and go down the track. I'm tracking from the clothes. And I ain't know the man from
right.
the can of paint.
Right.
I didn't wrench my money the one that gave it to the man. Oh, I thought he
right,
was
right.
cool,
that,
some cool shit, but he won.
No. I, myself personally, this black magic. You know, everybody have a bad experience somewhere else. You know, I can't speak on that because really it's more like I feel your pain, and it's just to show the lack of integrity that do come with some of this grudge racing at the time.
I'm the type. I'm at the track. If my motor go out of my car. And you ask me, let me use your transmission out your car. I'm gonna get on the ground, take it out, and give it to you. But I love racing. If you need anything on my car, nothing broke on my car, you can get it. If you finna race about it, I'll help you take it out and give it to you. That type of person I am.
Right, right. And man, thankful to having folks like you in grudge racing. You know, thankful. You know, like we were speaking earlier, some people, man, if they just look at your car and feel like they intimidated by it, they going to tell you they broke a wrench, like I was saying earlier. And all you needed was a wrench for a hot second. They won't even give you that nowadays.
Yeah, they won't. I remember a couple of people like that. I get inside my car, they won't. Yeah, person, they won't give you nothing.
But then, you know, grudge racing, it's like you got eye spies, you know. Like, I'm grudge racing. My partner at bracket racers. You know, I try to wrench and help him with his car and then, you know, do his thing, bracket racing, right? But I'm like, why y'all got so much animosity towards grudge racers? At the same token, y'all still won't get out there with him. Y'all cars just as fast, but what you won't run him. But then you want to talk bad about him because he won't come out here on Sunday and just set his car on kill and run down through there. And you don't want to get next to him unless he's giving you something and your car just as fast, if not even lighter.
I think y'all had a conversation about 2 or 3 weeks ago about guys. Should a person race a guy that just put a car together and you've been out there racing all the time? And you know, I had that happen to me last week.
Ooh.
Guy, he finally got his car to run, and I've been racing all the time. He finally built a car and got his car to run. And he calls me. He wants to race me. But you know what I did? I told him, let's get it on.
Yeah.
I didn't ask him what he done or nothing. I said, we can do this.
Right.
I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we have a new caller on the line. His name is Jeff from Grounding Town. Jeff, your mic is open. Introduce yourself to the Grudge World DMV area, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
Yes, sir. Good evening there, Grudge fans. I'm just listening in. This is Jeff from Grounding Town. Out of Chicago.
What up, Big Jeff?
What's going down with
yeah.
you?
Cortez,
yeah. Jeff, how you feel, man?
I'm great, Ray. How about you?
Man, I'm loving it where I'm at right now, boy. Wish you was here.
Hey, man, I know that's right. Kind of cold here, so we're just dealing with it day by day. That's all.
It's got to be warm, Jeff.
No doubt about it. But I'm just listening in, man. Just enjoying the show, man. You know, I was on Big Clark show. I'm switching back and forth.
All right. Hey, Jeff, don't run away too fast. Tell the listeners out here what Ground and Pound is and what they're all about, what kind of cars they got. Ground and Pound Champ. Ground and Pound, Big Sham, Rough Racing, all these guys are together. They have like a street-style grudge car. Talk to us, Jeff. Let us know.
Yeah, well, like I said, we're a little small organization, man. We probably got about 15 on the roster. I'm the president of Ground and Pound. And we got from small tire cars to big tire cars, back half cars, stock suspension cars, small blocks, big blocks. So we are, at the end of another year, we made good statements. I am the driver of Tommy Gunn's car. So we had a good ending, so... this year, I'm just hoping to come back with a good beginning, you know.
All right. That sounds good. That sounds good. I tell you what, Jeff, I'm going to leave your mic open. If you have any background noise, please mute yourself. And 773-8424, your mic is open. State your name, please.
Yeah, this kid again. I'm just calling in on the landline, Gunner Pick.
All right, kid. Okay, kid. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I do want to say this. I think we had a very good show tonight. While I am, I'm all for, you know, not hanging on to a show. But I do want to ask this. Is there anybody in the Chi-Town? Black Magic, let me start with you first.
Come on.
All right. What kind of car do you got, sir?
87 F body Camaro.
Is it a back half stock suspension?
Four-link back half.
It's a four-link back half. Is there anybody on the line here tonight that has a four-link back half that would like to lock in or potentially lock in and get this ball rolling with Black Magic? Chi-Town stand up.
He ran the truck.
I can't hear you.
It's all fine. It's fine, Dan. You know, I'll see. Everybody gonna be in Mississippi from the way it look. It look like everybody gonna get a divorce and run to Mississippi and go on down there and lose a little money or win a little money. You know, I just get in where I fit in. You know, I ain't scared. But so when everybody move, I move. You know, if not, you know, I'm a solo act, but I got a couple of people around me that's got something that's doing something. You know, we might make something happen. Or I might get a 66 small block truck over there.
It's a
nitro methane truck, though.
It's a nitro methane.
Hey, got it.
Yes, sir.
You know, we're going to lock it in. Well, I'm going to tell you right off the rip, we're going to lock it in at a 490. I'm going to even tell you the time to make it be about the driver.
That's what
you
I'm
said you got a back half, Camaro?
F body. Yes,
F-body.
Sir. 87.
Well, yeah. I have two races locked in, and so I ain't gonna lock in another third race. But between them two races, after I get down with them two races, and you still standing around, my performers like to just take go down with some action.
Okay, man. Look, I'm gonna tell y'all right there. We'll see. We can see what's happening. Cause man, I'm gonna put it like this here. Sometimes if it get too slow around, man, I'll race just to be racing. Cause I love to race, man. It don't even have to come down to that there, you know. Cause I ain't scared of nobody, man. You can put a stop horseman over there next to me, you know. Hey, make it right. I'll try.
If you back half Camaro, you back half Foley. I like that. I'm a back half Foley guy.
Okay.
It's gonna be a few. Hold on, I'll tell you, hey, Black Magic, you can go to Clocksoft.com very shortly, within the next 2 days, and you'll have a chance to meet Leon on Clocksoft.com, and you'll have a chance to see his car, and I'll also put up some footage of Leon shaking it down. Let me ask you a question, Black Magic. Are you going over to Lena, Mississippi for Big Clark's February 9th pre-Mardi Gras race?
Man, so do you got on that fishing cap when you be out there walking around with your camera and mic?
Yo, Big Clark's race is going to be off the... Oh, man.
Oh,
I don't know how many grudge... I don't know... I can't count how many legitimate grudge races that are locked in for Big Clark's February 9th. Yes, sir.
They say it was 37, last time I heard.
37 locked-in grudge races.
It's getting up. I didn't count them and all that there, but it's getting up in there. It's gonna be worth the ride.
Ladies and gentlemen, if Big Clark pull this shit off, I think Big Clark gonna change. I'm not gonna say change the game, but Big Clark is gonna have an event that has been unprecedented. 37 locked-in grudge races for the Big Clark Lena, Mississippi pre-Mardi Gras race. That's February 9th. As a matter of fact, I also want to let everybody know from out of the Chi-Town, Brother Larry will be at the track from out of Chi-Town, Texas. Brother Larry will be at the track, and he will be doing security. He is not going to the banquet to stay behind and look after them cars to make sure don't nothing walk off. I guess Brother Larry, he's going to sit in that, sit in the car with a little bit of heat to keep him warm. Because, you know, it get cold at night. You got to have a little bit of heat with you to keep you warm. You know what I mean? He's going to definitely protect them cars. There's going to be a lot of people.
People
around the track.
All them cars coming from the north, we're going to have a lot of heat going on around there.
Oh,
look, here, look here, look here. Look, all y'all doing is coming down here to try to find a little heat. See, we going to make sure we send y'all bus back warm now. Don't get it twisted. We going to let y'all get some hospitality. But we going to try to drag all the skin and hide off y'all. By the time y'all get back home, we going to figure out y'all going to have some of them old backless, buttless dickheads on, because we going to try to drag everything loose out here in the south.
I heard that.
One thing, two things. It ought to tell you something if I'm the only one down here speaking to you.
Hey, look here. Hey, for anybody that wants to know, this is my personal opinion. Now, it might not count for anything, but the three states that's grudge racing the most, to me, in Gunnett Pitch's personal opinion, is Texas, Detroit, and Michigan, which I consider them one, the Central North, and Georgia. If you got a back half car and you want action, guaranteed action, head towards Texas, head west. You can contact Atomic Dog, Tracy, or you can contact Ward James. Also, Alicat throws grudge races out.
Excuse me, Mr. Gunner, before you
get
for some of them out of Dallas, they can get with, look up Bad Boys of Texas to get with them boys out of Dallas. That's Mr. Batman. Also, he do a little thing out there in Denton. Who else? He can almost lace you up with everybody, even if you're trying to run anything in Dallas in the DFW area. You know,
that's
for
that's
sure.
What,
he can,
that's
he,
what it's all about.
He can try and put it together. And again, I agree with you about Mr. James, Alicat, and Atomic Dog situation. You know, all of them. Yeah, they stand up well. Some of them stand up guys. I'm gonna just say like that from my personal scene, something that happened, but. They can almost say they can make it happen.
Well,
you know,
once again, the back half action, the back half action, the bigger tire action is in Texas. That's guaranteed.
Yes.
I don't think there's any more.
Them boys out of Corsicana get with Batman. If you want a real back half nitrous car, you can get with Batman. He gonna get some boys out of C Town as well as they cars up there in Dallas. If you're looking for even turbo cars, you can deal with, again, you can deal with Batman, Mr. Atomic Dog, Roy James. He's going to know somebody that's got something for that, too. So, man, whatever y'all can think of, put together, weld together, JP weld, hold together, bring it on down. We'll find a big wheel for you.
And you know, once again, also, the DMV area, they also have that back half action. You know, there's a running bear.
Yeah. Yeah,
Runner Bear, can you tell us what kind of back half action is around the DMV area, please?
Well, I know the GRF is having a. We got about. I know we got three races signed up for this year. One's going to be at Virginia Motorsport Park. That's going to be, I believe, that's March. Let me see. No, I think that's July 27th. That's going to be at VMP. Then Custom Tees, he'd be having this thing up in Maryland, stuff like that. But, yeah, there's some back half action down here.
All right. So once again, what we're doing, we're connecting the back half cars. We're connecting right now. I'm attempting to connect the 1320 races with the 1320 races. So there'll be no hard feelings about I don't know where to go to get a 1320. I can't get a race. If I run to this state and I go to this event, I don't know who got a back half. We're going to plug y'all in, and we're going to hook it up for everybody to be able to get out there and have a little bit of fun.
Right. You know, but don't bring nothing on 28s and ask nobody to do nothing stupid or unsafe. That's all I'm going to ask, man. Don't ask him to take his willy bars. I'll call him sissy bars. I'd rather be a sissy and safe and at home with my kids, man, than on that wall upside down, man.
Right.
That's right.
You know, so, man, don't ask for the impossible, you know. That's just, you know, out of common sense and respect and safety issues, man. Every time somebody wreck, we lose an hour's in time of good racing. So, man, don't ask nobody to do nothing. And like the gentleman said, he raced a dude that just started driving, man. My hat goes off to you because that's the biggest excuse everybody got, man. Unless you put somebody behind the wheel, how are you going to get experience to learn to drive the car if you ain't challenging his ability to drive? You saying you're going to leave him behind you, so you ain't going to see him wreck his car. But if he get past you, you're going to be worried about everybody telling that rookie to run you over, you know?
Yeah.
Now, you got to take the bitter with the sweet.
Take it. Take the bitter with the sweet. That's right.
That's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think we had a good show. What I don't like to do, me and myself personally, if anybody has any closing comments, please state your mind right now.
Okay, we'll this three look. Let me cut this three look. Hey, the guy doing that talk, what kind of car you got?
Which guy?
I like the one that just the last one talking about. He want to go home to his kid. He want to get flipped upside down.
I got an F-body Camaro, 87 Camaro, big tire car, four lane, back here.
Okay, what would you get a stock suspension Firebird with a 20-inch tall tire on wheelie bars with a 50-head motor?
The other lane? That's what I'm saying. You want me to give? Everybody want me to want somebody to give?
I don't even know. I'm just asking.
Here's the thing. Bring it, see it, then we can talk about it. I'm not going to put my foot in my mouth. All of a sudden you bring this car to me, and I done gave too much sight unseen.
Oh, I promise you, not sure until you probably give me everything in drag race.
That's what you would want me to see it. That's how you want me to see it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. We was talking about that earlier. Okay, he might went to O'Reilly's and got his struts and shocks on the front of his. You done went and got $300 aluminum, lightweights, everything behind it. You know?
No,
like I said, fight unseen. Ain't we all? Because the car keeping all of us broke.
I know I'm broke.
No, I'm Texas. Come on down. I'm from Texas.
I've been down in Texas. I got people.
You know, we like Motel 6. We're going to keep the tree on for you.
Okay. Maybe you said that now. I'm three love now.
Like magic. You know, like I say, you know, you got all action. Wide as big as Texas is, man, I promise you, in one of these barns or one of these hay haulers, we got a car for you.
Okay. I'll be there.
All right, hold on. We got a new call that popped in. 864-1580. Your mic is open. Holler.
First time listening. Just want to say good show. I'm down in South Carolina. You guys are doing big things up that way. I keep listening, man. It's an awesome show. Good job.
All right. And can I ask your name, please?
Will Tisdale.
I'm sorry. Say again.
Will Tisdale.
Okay.
Hey, Gunner, can I ask you something?
Yes, sir.
Why is it, you know, grudge racing actually, you know, pole man racing, you know, at the same token, you know, people are blessed to have great fortunes in the world. But why do everybody with these top dollar cars want to pick on the alley boy in the garage? You know, I'm not talking about nobody on here. Don't, I'm not pointing a finger. But, you know, at the grudge race, you see everybody with their trailers and all this old, they got almost $100,000 in equipment not watching nobody pocket. But you want to run straight over to this man with an open trailer and it's the truck that's pulling it primed down and about to lose its tire anyway.
That'd
you
be
know
me.
He might play
That'd
with
be
your
me.
Car.
That'd be me.
Look here. That'd be all us here. Like I say, the car keeper's broke anyway if you do got some money.
Sure do keep me broke.
Because everybody wants something sweet. That's why.
So
yeah.
He's a victory.
That'd be me.
What I'm saying. See, that's why you're going. Some people go in the store and get that sweet and sour. See, I go get that sweet and sour because I know it's gonna make an ugly face on somebody. You know what I mean? That sweetness ain't gonna do nothing but keep on drawing you in.
That's why street racing, grudge racing, whatever you want to call it, it didn't change. Because back in the day, people would try to make it fair, but they don't. They want something sweet now.
That's right.
They just want their paycheck.
Everybody's looking for.
They're trying to get their rent paid.
They're looking for Jesus in a jug.
Yeah, man.
Looking for some candy on the ground.
Come on, man.
I like that. Once again, tell the listeners your name one more time, please.
Who, me?
Yes, who made that comment?
This is Big Sham from Chicago, from Rough Racing, Chicago.
All right, there you go. Why is everybody with them big rigs with all of my hot dollar setup messing with the little small man? I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I don't mind them picking on me, but just make it right. If you can make it right,
right
I'm trying
right.
to go.
Right. You know, your shop got a name. My garage ain't got nothing but an address on it, you know. Let me go on, do my thing and try to figure out how to get to you. Then I'll mess with you. You come out your hot dollar trailer AC down. You, before you even get the truck to stop straight, you over running up on my truck or running up on the old pole race over there. You know, and badging him.
You know.
I ain't figured that part out. That's, then, you know, to me, that's like a bullet, man. You're going to get what you're looking for. That's all I'm going to tell you. You're going to get what you're looking for. Just don't make that long trip to get it, though.
Yes, sir.
Well, this is Leon. I want to just say y'all had a good time. Well, this short time I came in on. It was sound pretty good, pretty good show. And I hope I get to see everybody February the 9th, because I'll be there.
Hey, all y'all that's riding down out of the shot, y'all going to pit together. Y'all going to be close together around each other, close enough so the person ain't got to wander around trying to find one over on one end of the yard and then the other one on the other end of the yard. And don't nobody know nobody now. You know, y'all going to pop up and come down.
We try to stick together.
Yeah, you know. So, you know. If I don't, like I say, even if like the gentleman that asked me about running me, man, yes, no problem. But the thing is, you know, I still want to come shake your hand. I don't care if I take a picture with you. I still want to shake your hand because I'm glad to see somebody just riding out to do it.
Hey, he gonna just shake our hand, man. You gonna come over and eat and drink with us too?
That's right. I ain't mad at none of that stuff. You know, all that work is just fine.
We're going to have them grills. We're going to be cooking and enjoying ourselves. Hey, if you can't win a race, we definitely going to be able to get full and eat and laugh and talk.
Look, hey, man. At least you know you're going to be full one way. You ain't just out there looking crazy.
I'm going to come and shake your hand because you just like me on an open trailer with a raggedy truck.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got the background noise starting to come in the street. Whoever has the background noise, if you have background, please mute your mic before I have to do it for you, and then you can't talk. I'd like for everybody to be able to talk.
Right.
Freelug, you have somebody on the line that wants to holler at you personally.
We're gonna have to tangle this year, man. I've been watching you for a while, and you know me, but you know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna know me till you see that photo come up on your ass. And,
hey, man, all you got to do is bring that motherfucker on. I'm going to race you because I'm not scared of no bad teeth.
That's what I love about you. You ain't scared of nobody. That's what I love about you. I just want to see
if you don't make it down there.
Well, we don't make it down there. I drive a truck over the road, so if anything, I'll be in the truck down there. I won't be able to come in my car. So, but
whenever truck you go to that car, you call me. I'm coming.
All right, big brother.
I'm gonna get you pregnant.
Now that's a race.
Yeah. I got you. We'll see who gets who pregnant first.
All right.
We'll wait, T. I think you'll probably see left there. I'll probably drive my 18-wheeler down there.
What's your name again?
Yeah,
I'm gonna forget you.
One of them. I'm gonna be a leader. I'm gonna be down in Hattiesburg, one or two, but I'm coming to see one of them races.
What's your name again? Sure. I won't forget you.
Smooth, man. Smooth criminal, man. That photo.
Smooth criminal.
You know me. Yes, sir.
You got a photo of work.
We used to have a little block, but we didn't move that to a big boy. We playing big block. We ain't running about. I don't care about no little block.
I hope you have a little block, too.
Oh, well, you know, time's going to tell. We're coming to see you, brother.
That's why
I'm giving you a good job. You know, like the days, you know, when we used to see water, they used to blow smoke. You know? I'm coming.
Hey, you remember this right here. Biz won the bet 2012. Big Lil going to win the 2013. Remember, I told you that.
I see.
Hey, Gunner.
Yes, sir.
I'm off.
Hey, I'll talk to y'all later. Boys, Texas, you know, we indigent. We need y'all to bring us some money down here, so just come on down here and donate to the cause. Y'all come down here and donate to the cause.
Well, we coming. Right. I don't know if there's going to be any donation going on.
Send me all your pop cans. Have me some gas money. Get down here. Send me all your pop cans once a month. If them tips, that'd be my gas money to get down there.
See, I know it. Y'all still collecting them cans for 10 cents and 5 cents. We ain't got that down here, see. That's the problem. Y'all got all the money and all the accessories over there. Y'all come on down here and donate to some of us.
See, in Texas, y'all got them pop bottles. They worth 15 cents.
No, they don't even got that no more. I put it like, we promise to make sure you got gas money to get at least halfway back home.
So what happens
if I come out? If I come now, man, I ain't gonna need no gas to get home. Y'all gonna pay me to get back home. I'm gonna spend the money.
You know, yeah. Like they say, somebody wins, somebody lose. I know I ain't never got beat in my backyard. I know where all the potholes at.
Well, guess what? It'd be the first time of everything.
Yeah, amen, amen. But I think I done already been drug enough, so I don't think I'm gonna be looking to do that shit.
Well, don't you better run up on Pac-Man. I'm sure I'm gonna try to bury your ass.
Look here. The key words, see, I like your key words. Your key words was try. Mine is gonna do. See, mine gonna do. I'm gonna make sure.
Hey,
you can try. Look here.
Ain't nothing between us but air and time. Time will come.
I just sucked the air up, so get your time right.
It's gonna be right. Less than 15 days. That's my time.
Look, Pac-Man ran from four ghosts. But he never got away from that black magic board he been running around on, have he?
Not that friend that say them pellets I do.
See, now you won't do it. Now we can turn them on. We can turn it on. Like I say, I got a couple of guests, people that bring some down through there, man. You can bring a nice little old something. Matter of fact, I can set you an ET. That one vehicle is set at, and run that. If it runs faster than that, you'll win. I'll give you that.
Okay, what's that? Tell me.
If you fast now, hold on. Now this is all in honesty, now. This all stand up here now. Ain't nothing funny about it. Look here. Like I told Gunner a minute ago about the truck. What makes the truck move and what's going on with this truck?
Know what? Let me kill you. Don't redo the car. I want to bust myself out. Don't eat him. I'm sorry reacting to that. I don't want to, because you're going to say ET. I don't want no smoke. Keep it to yourself. I'm sorry.
Man, look, man. I
feel you. Just leave that conversation alone. I'm sorry. We'll talk face to face.
Yeah. We're trying to do, like I say, at the same time, ain't no way possible. I'm everybody on the phone. But I think she'll give you the energy and enough motivation to get yourself down here, and we'll get you something to run.
Okay, we'll do that.
Hey, I'm going to get ready to cut loose, man, but with the gentleman, this Black Magic, I'm going to get ready to cut up out of here for a second. I'm going to still be listening, but at the same time, man, I want everybody to be safe that it is coming. At the same token, man, happy belated New Year to y'all that I've never ever talked to for this year. You know, y'all have a good night, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Gunner Picks. I do not believe in 3 and 4 hour shows. I like to keep it around an hour and a half to 2 hours. If you can't get it in that time, you still ain't talking about nothing. We are not broads gossiping on the phone. We get to the meat, potatoes, and we go out and we work on our cars and we do whatever else we got to do. We plan for our lives. With that being said, I'd like to let everybody know that Nick Thompson is a tremendous sponsor of the Red Bull team right now. So with that being said, it's very important that you guys stand up and let the manufacturers and the parts makers and the distributors know that we spend money and we are not class or bracket racers, that what we do is our own thing. So with that being said, let's get into this promo from Mickey Thompson, and I'm going to start to mute the mics. Please hang on the line and listen to it, and we'll go from there. As well as do not forget, Big Quartz Race, Lena, Mississippi. February 9th is going down, followed by we also have Boom on Wheels in Louisiana. That's coming all around the month.
Mickey Thompson, Performance Tires, carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, J, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Tricky Ricky will be hosting this show next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank everybody for logging on and listening. Good night.
Grudge Inc. are the